We have Kyle on the line from Sticks and Stuff in St. Albans, and this is just the right time of year to start looking at weather seals, isn't it?
Yeah, so a lot of people think that I'm kind of jumping the gun here, but I know it's 80 degrees and the leaves are changing, so it's a very strange in-between time of year, but now is definitely the time to check for any drafts around windows and doors. I know it's a lot easier to replace like a foam weather stripping around your door or a gasket when you can feel your fingers than trying to do it in February or January. Also, a lot of the sealants that are made for both inside and outside have an active temperature range. So if you use like a standard silicone window and door sealer on the outside, it's going to take much, much longer to cure and be effective in cold temperatures than it is when it's warm. Same with a lot of the commercially available spray foam insulations that are very popular for going around windows and doors and any other kind of air drafts and gaps. Those will definitely cure when it's closer to between like 50 and 70 degrees than it is when it's cold. So now is definitely the time to start walking around your house. You don't have to get as crazy as some of my grandparents used to walk around with a lit cigar and see where the smoke would blow, and they'd track drafts down that way. But just hold your hands up and keep an eye on maybe if there's any place where certain insects or bugs are crawling in, there may be a gap there to take a look at before it gets real cold.
And I know we didn't talk about this beforehand, but I'm thinking as the pages of the calendar turn and it starts to get a little bit colder, a recurring thing that happens wherever I have lived is ladybugs showing up somehow inside.
Yes. So somehow those little critters always tend to get in. I mean, they're not anything hazardous. You don't really have to worry about them. They're more of a nuisance than anything. If you do want to get rid of them, there are some sprays that are specifically for the Asian lady beetle, I believe is what the technical term is on any of the pesticides. Generally, they congregate on areas of your house where it stays warmer than others. So the side of your house where the sun would go down, if there's an area where you have a lot of windows, that's generally where you'll find them. Easiest thing to do is to just kind of vacuum them up and dump it outside. And like I said, if you do want to not deal with it, they do make some pest barrier sprays and insecticides that are good for the outside of the house. But definitely nothing I would worry about as much as like yellow jackets or bees, because they're more of a nuisance than anything.
All right. You got locations, six locations in Vermont and upstate New York. They include the St. Albans location where you work at, Kyle, along with Enosburg and Middlesex and Derby and Swanton Lumber and Rouse's Point, New York. And any kind of question like mine or anything else, you go to sticksandstuff.com and reach out to the store that is closest to you.
Absolutely, and it is the time of year when people are starting to be interested in some of the battery-powered outdoor power equipment, whether it's a chainsaw for last-minute firewood or whether it is a leaf blower for obviously all the leaves that are falling in everybody's yard. You can swing into any of our locations. We stock cordless outdoor power equipment from the top brands, so Makita, DeWalt, and Milwaukee. So if you have any questions or want to try something out, just swing into your closest location.
All right, we will chat again with you next week, provided there is not a Red Sox postseason game knocking us.
Now
we never know.
Hopefully
there is. In any event, we will chat with you whenever next time is.
Okay, very good, everybody. Thank you.
All right.